Cultural Center.
CKUW 95.9 FM, homegrown in Winnipeg.
Coming up on the Children's Hour, we're going to be talking about something really hard, death and grief. This episode with the kids crew has many guests, including folks from the Children's Grief Center of New Mexico, who help to support kids going through mourning. We also hear from two kids who lost their dog, and we talk with children's author Vanessa Vassar about her book Evan and the Sky Goats, which can help kids deal with their own sadness and learn to find happiness again after the loss of a loved one. Learn about Dia de los Muertos and lots more with death educator Gail Rubin, and we play some great music on this episode too. We're glad you're with us. The Children's Hour is an independent production of the Children's Hour Incorporated, a New Mexico-based nonprofit. We're distributed by Native Voice One, the Native American radio network.
It's time for the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio.
Why didn't the skeleton go to the dance?
I don't know why.
Because he had no body to dance with.
It's time for the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio.
They want me to say something off my head, but I just got out my bed. I'm trying to wake up and give thanks and praises for meeting the day. And I know that today is gonna be okay. We're on our way, hear me when I say.
Oh, what a beautiful day that we took the time.
Spirit like no other. I watched you, I listened to you, even wanna talk like you. I wanna be a father like you, believe in me like you do. Even now I stay strong, cause I know who to turn to.
Sindhu tera kvesi sa, yaad bina mein din ne na beta. Tere bin jind rud na jaave, pyar tera jind pul na jaave. Sindhu
up on the dumbbell, you stretch out your neck up on the chimbe. I say you got nothing left up on the Congo. I say the one and two in a row. Oy, hey.
Oh, what a beautiful thing that we took the time to make it right. Oh, what a beautiful sign. Just wish you'd leave us late and you stay for a while.
Sit there with the crazy song, you'll be numb and then you'll be. ਚਿਹਰੇ ਨੂੰ ਤਕਾਂ ਕਮਲੀ ਜੇ ਦਿਲ ਨੂੰ ਕੀ ਦੱਸ
Funkadacy right here on the Children's Hour. Today's show is at the Sunspot Solar Studio in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And I'm Katie Stone. And who do we have with us?
Lucas.
And Daniel.
Well, I'm so grateful that you're both here. And hello to all of you out in listener land. Today's show is about a tough topic. We're going to be talking about death and grief. And why do you suppose?
Day of the Dead? Halloween?
Yeah, basically, yeah. The Day of the Dead, Halloween, spooky holidays, and the days we're remembering the people that we lost.
Exactly. This is the time of year that we really think about that, with Halloween and the Day of the Dead and our gardens that are dying in the frost. We're coming into winter, and so this time of year, there are holidays that commemorate and celebrate those who have passed on before us. I personally have had a lot of experience with death. I've lost friends and family and pets. Have you?
Yes.
I've lost pets and people, and it's really sad.
It's so sad, isn't it?
Yes.
And coping with the death of our loved ones and the grief after can be a long slog. Sometimes it takes a while to just clear the fog after someone we love dies. But there are a lot of resources to help kids and adults get through the difficult journey that that can be. And one of our guests, Kelly Geib Eckenroth, is from the Children's Grief Center of New Mexico. It's an organization that provides support for kids and families who are in mourning after they lose a loved one. And we're also going to talk with one of our Children's Hour crew parents, Vanessa Vassar. She's the author of a children's book called Evan and the Sky Goats, which is the story of how a child learns to cope with the death of his sister. And we have the doyen of death with us here at the Sunspot Studio. That means the expert of death, Gail Rubin, is with us. And she's going to provide even more insight. And we're going to hear from two kids, Sage and Sky, about losing their dog, Sumi. This is a tough topic today on the Children's Hour, and so we thought we might play a song to comfort everyone who's going through mourning right now. This is Terry Hendricks.
I'm taking a moment to pray for my friends, a handful of people on whom I depend. Our pathways are different, but I love them no less. I'm hoping their sorrows you'll mend. Tonight, I pray for my friends. When I don't know the answers and search for the truth, and hope that my judgment will carry me through. I'm so grateful for the people I have in my life. They help me to do what is right. They help me to do what is right. I'm taking a moment to pray for my friends, a handful of people on whom I depend. Our pathways are different, but I love them no less. I'm hoping their sorrows will mend. Tonight, I pray for my friends. I've lost long away. We've drifted apart, or they've been called away. I hold them so heart here tonight. They're dear to my heart for all time. They're dear to my heart for all time. I'm taking a moment to pray for my friends, a handful of people on whom I depend. Our pathways are different, but I love them no less. I'm hoping their sorrows will mend. Tonight, I pray for my friends. Our pathways are different, but I love them no less. I'm hoping their sorrows will mend. Tonight, I pray for my friends. Yes, tonight, I pray for my friends.
Sumi died. My dog. Really, she really died. She died long, long ago.
It was like last month, right?
Mm-hmm. And I really miss my dog.
Yeah. Can you tell me about Sumi? What was she like?
Well, she's all black, but her eyes are black too. And her teeth are white. And she has a black tail. We always loved her. And my mom is sad about Sumi too. But now we are getting a new pet. A bunny.
When I was little, I was about to fall in a really steep thing. And Sumi came. She came under the sandbox where I was about to fall. And I could have hurt myself really bad, but Sumi, like, swiped under my belly. And then I fell on her, and then she fell down, and she got hurt worse than me.
So Sumi walked outside, and something was really hurting her on the bottom of her foot. And she looked, and she picked up her foot, and it was a goat head.
You know how those hurt.
So Sumi was walking, and a breeze was pushing even harder and even harder. And she fell, and she went, and she got picked up by a wind. And then out came her spirit, and Sumi's spirit turned into a frog and then hopped away. And then a wind found a pretty spot and put Sumi there, and it was a garden, a flower garden of ours. Now we found a perfect place where we can put Sumi.
Thank you.
That's Jane Sibbery right here on the Children's Hour. Everything reminds me of my dog. And before that, you heard Sky and Sage talking about losing their dog, Sumi. Today on the Children's Hour, we're thinking about kids and death and grief. And part of that is because of the Day of the Dead, Día de los Muertos, which is a special holiday celebrated in Mexico and other parts of the Latin American world, including here in New Mexico, to remember and honor loved ones who have passed away. It takes place on November 1st and 2nd, and families create colorful altars with photos and candles and favorite foods of those who have died to invite their spirits to visit. Sugar skulls, marigold flowers, and special bread called pan de muerto are often part of the celebrations. And Dia de los Muertos is not a sad time. It is a joyful time to share memories, tell stories, and feel connected to family, even those who are no longer with us. This is Natalia, right here on the Children's Hour.
Listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
The New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs supports the Children's Hour. Experience the magic of New Mexico's many cultural traditions at museums and historic sites statewide. More at nmculture.org/traditions. Electric Playhouse supports the Children's Hour, now open in Las Vegas, Nevada, inside the Forum Shops at Caesars Palace. Learn more at electricplayhouse.com. You're listening to the Children's Hour, and today on the show, we're exploring kids and death. Our first guest is Kelly Guybe Eckenroth from the Children's Grief Center of New Mexico. Welcome to the Children's Hour, Kelly.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
What does the Children's Grief Center of New Mexico do?
So the Children's Grief Center of New Mexico is a very special place. We provide support groups for children who've had a loved one die. And it's support for their parents and for them, but it's a being in a group of your peers and talking and sharing experiences about the death.
When children have like a loss of death, how does it differ from children and adults?
So how do you think a grief looks like for adults?
Probably a lot worse, because from there you get to know people a lot longer and you've had more experiences with them. And I feel like that kind of makes a big difference of how you react to grief.
Yeah, some people think that grief means sadness, And for adults, it looks like that a lot. They're very sad. But for kids, it looks really different. It depends really on the age of the child and how they understand death. For little kids, they might just be really afraid to be apart from a loved one, or they might start wetting the bed again or feel really sad. But for kids that are a little bit older than that, they might feel anxious or worried about other people dying. They might feel angry. They might feel a little confused because they don't know what's going on, or they don't understand that death is final and that the person's not coming back. And for kids that are like in mid school, they could be really angry, but they also are trying to kind of figure out what their life is going to look like without the person. And for teenagers, it's really crazy because teenagers are kind of separating from their families already. So if they lose someone in the family, it can be really hard on them and they can feel really guilty. And sometimes teenagers cope in really unhealthy ways. So it looks really different.
So is death different when the person or the thing that is dead is a pet or a human?
I think when you love someone, you have those feelings no matter what. I think relationships with pets are a little less complicated than with grown-ups or brothers and sisters that might die. We have all kinds of feelings.
So when a kid goes to the New Mexico Grief Center, what do you do there to help them?
So first, kids come to orientation and find out what the program is going to be like. And then they're invited to join a group. And they're put in a group with kids about the same age that they are. And in the groups, sometimes we just hang out. Sometimes we play games, we do crafts. It's more dependent on what the kids are wanting to talk about and do. It's not like therapy where we sit in a group and just talk. We like to do things that help us talk. So we might make a memory box to put special memories in of our loved one. We might do some things about getting out anger, like ripping up telephone books. I think we still have telephone books around, things like that.
What kind of change do you see in the kids from when they first come to you at the grief center versus when they feel like they've had enough?
That's a really good question. So when kids first start at the grief center, they're often really sad, confused, and really I think it's hard for kids because they feel like nobody else understands what they're going through and that they're the only person who's had someone die. And being at the grief center makes it feel normal. And so through the process, we see them having fun more. They are better able to cope. They can focus better in school. They're not as worried or afraid anymore.
Sometimes when I think about my friends who have passed away or my family who have passed away, I still get very, very sad. And it could be 20 years later. Is grief forever?
I think grief is a lifelong journey. And some days you don't even think about the person who died or you don't think about the grief. And then maybe the next day you're in your car and you hear a song and it takes you back to the day that they died. And the feelings are very much the same and just as strong. So it's just learning to live with that loss and learning that those feelings will pass and you feel less sad as the days go on. But you're right. Some days it can feel just like the first day.
What suggestions would you have for kids who are going through grief to help them?
If it's a loss that they're really struggling with, I would think that it would be good for them to get some support. Find somebody they trust who they can talk to about it. And the best way to be there for a friend who's grieving is just to be there to listen to them and tell them that you don't understand what they're going through, but you want to be there to support them. Sometimes people say things like, I know just what you're going through because your dad died, because my dog died. And kids don't really want to hear that, because losing a dog is very different from losing a dad. So it's good to just say, I'm here to support you in any way you need help with, and I just want to listen to you, and I know what you're going through is really hard.
So are there any more things that we should never say?
Yeah, especially to kids, don't say he's in a better place, because what could be better than being here with me on Earth?
Are there children's grief centers around the country?
There are many bereavement centers throughout the whole country, and you can go on National Alliance for Grieving Children's website. That's childrengrieve.org, and you can find a locator for a bereavement center in your area. Our website is childrensgrief.org, or you can call us at 505-323-0478.
Kelly Geib Eckenroth is from the Children's Grief Center of New Mexico. Thank you so much for being with us on the Children's Hour.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Halfway down the stairs is a stair where I sit. There isn't any other stair quite like it. I'm not at the bottom. So this is the stair where I always stop. Halfway up the stairs isn't up and isn't down. It isn't in the nursery, it isn't in the town. And all sorts of funny thoughts run round my head. It isn't really anywhere, it's somewhere else instead. Halfway down the stairs is a stair where I sit. There isn't any other stair quite like it. I'm not at the bottom, I'm not at the top. So this is the stair where I always stop.
That was Diana Panton from a CD called I Believe in Little Things with the classic Halfway Down the Stairs. You're listening to the Children's Hour, and I'm Katie Stone. And in the studio with us today on the show is Vanessa Vassar. She has published a book called Evan and the Sky Goats. It's published by Leaf Storm Press and illustrated by Ophelia Cornet, an Albuquerque artist. And welcome to the Children's Hour, Vanessa.
Thank you so much for having me.
Usually you're here behind a camera and not ever on the microphone. Your son, Evan, who I assume Evan in the Sky Goats is named for, is on our kids crew.
Yes, he is.
Why did you decide to write the book?
Actually, I didn't think I'd given much thought to writing this book. A friend of mine was staying at our farm, and she's actually one of the people who brought the goats to our farm. And she was doodling one morning, and I said, oh, I love your art. You could illustrate a children's book. And she said, oh, do you have one in mind? And I said, well, I think I do, but I never have time to write. At the time, my son Evan was 2, and we had a lot to do on the farm. And she said, well, I'll watch Evan for a couple of hours. You want to go write a story? And so I wrote the first version. So, and it was based on the passing of my daughter, Sky, and finding joy again in this world through goats and after the birth of my son, Evan.
What is the book about?
So the book is about a little boy named Evan. So a little three-year-old boy whose sister has passed away, and how he's grieving, how he's dealing with that, how his family, in particular his parents, and especially his mom, how they are dealing with that, and how he befriends some goats on the farm and ends up in a magical journey that helps to heal his soul.
So on the back of the book, there are love thoughts for someone grieving and love thoughts for those supporting someone grieving. How did you come up with these love thoughts?
Through my experience with being with so many small children, including Evan's, one of his older sisters, Samantha Dates, who was 5, I just went back into my memory of what helped us, what helped the small children, and what helped me. The love thoughts for those supporting someone grieving are twice as long as the love thoughts for those grieving, because so many people ask, what can I do? How can I help you? And I didn't know. I wasn't an expert. I am now an expert on grieving, but I wasn't then.
Can you read a section from your book?
Yes, I'd love to. Okay, this is the beginning of Evan and the Sky Goats. Evan Delphinus had just turned 3 when everyone started crying, even the trees. They cried for days and weeks and even months, which were made up of more days and weeks than Evan could count. Mommy and Poppy took turns holding him when they cried, and when the twigs wept raindrops, Evan hugged the trees too, because he knew his hugs made everything feel better.
How did the goats play into the story?
When my daughter passed away at the age of 13, I was in a free fall of grief, and I remember one day I was sitting in the kitchen alone, and my partner at the time had taken his 2 daughters to a fair, a street fair, and I turned on the radio, and I was listening to KUNM, and someone was interviewing a woman about baby goats, and I started to turn it off, and then I heard her voice, and this was Nancy Coonridge of the Coonridge Goat Farm, and she talked about these baby goats and her goat farm, and I thought, I need to go there. I need to go to this goat farm. So I looked up the goat farm, and I wrote to her by email, and she responded, and I went out to this goat farm, and it was amazing. It was the first time after my daughter's passing that I felt like I belonged in this world still. It was feeding the baby goats, watching all of the goats. They were so sweet and they were so funny. And just watching the life cycle while I was on her goat farm and being in nature, that started to heal my heart. A couple of years later, after my son Evan was born, and still being in touch with the Coonridge Goat Farm, in fact, having many of the people from the farm come and stay at our farm when they were in town in Albuquerque, Nancy gifted us 3 goats, and they were Electra, Evening, and Ebony, 1 white, 1 black, and 1 brown, and the brown and black ones were twins, just like in the book. And so watching Evan run around with these goats was also an inspiration for this book.
It brought joy back.
So much joy. And that's why I wanted to write this book, because as a grieving parent, I wished that I had had something written by someone who'd been through this.
Vanessa Vassar is the author of Evan and the Sky Goats. It's printed by Leaf Storm Press. Art is by Ophelia Cornet. I want to thank you so much for being with us on the Children's Hour.
Thank you, Katie, for all of your support all of these years.
I miss Grandma. Grandma isn't here. Haven't seen or talked to her for at least a year. She used to take me shopping to go out to eat. She'd buy me a Coca-Cola and complain about the heat. I'd complain about the way she'd chew with her false teeth. She didn't drive her car right, would embarrass me. Grandma would listen to me, oh, she taught me to be fair. She was the
best friend that I had. We'd go everywhere. Sometimes I'd make her laugh, sometimes she would cry. Never really felt too well after Grandpa died.
Terrible to name. You hold your child as tight as you can and push away the unimaginable. The moments when you're in so deep, feels easier to just swim down. And so they move uptown and learn to live with the unimaginable. In the garden, I walk alone to the store, and this quiet uptown, I never liked the quiet before. I take the children to church on Sunday, a sign of the cross at the door, and I pray. It never used to happen before. It uptown, it's quiet uptown.
He is working through the unimaginable. His hair is gone gray. He passes every day. They say he walks the length of the city.
You knock me out, I fall apart.
Can you imagine?
That was Kelly Clarkson from the Hamilton mixtape. And before that, Barry Lewis Polisar. Today on the show, we're talking about kids and grief, and you can learn more at childrenshour.org.
You're listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
Users at tokenibis.org donate to the Children's Hour every week without ever spending a dime. Learn more at tokenibis.org. Support for the Children's Hour is provided by United Way of North Central New Mexico. The Children's Hour is supported by New Mexico Arts, a division of the New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs, and the National Endowment for the Arts. The Outpost Performance Space in Albuquerque, New Mexico, supports the Children's Hour. You are listening to the Children's Hour, and this week we are talking about death and grieving. And it's the season for this sort of thing, being that Halloween isn't this time of year and Day of the Dead is a really big deal in New Mexico and other places this time of the year. And so we decided to invite death educator Gail Rubin. She's also an author. Welcome to the Children's Hour.
Great to be with you.
You are the author of a book called A Good Goodbye.
I was wondering, what does a good goodbye mean?
Well, A Good Goodbye is the title of my first book, and the subtitle is Funeral Planning for Those Who Don't Plan to Die. It's the party that no one wants to plan because so many people don't want to talk about death. You know, even though humans have a 100% mortality rate, we all die, less than 30% of people plan ahead for a funeral or a will. And, you know, the will is very important when it comes to kids, because if you're under the age of 18, somebody's got to take care of you if your parents die. So a will would dictate who your guardian would be until you grow up.
So a good goodbye is about being prepared for this inevitable thing, which it's hard for us as we look around the room to think, yeah, I'm going to die. You're going to die. We're all going to die. But it's true.
It's true. And so I use humor. And when I talk, I use funny film clips to help illustrate ideas about why it's important to plan ahead, not only for a funeral, but also for all aspects of life. And I created a game called the Newly Dead Game, which is like the newlywed game, but the questions are how well you know your partner's last wishes. And we have an individual's edition, too, which you can test how well you might be prepared. I wouldn't expect you guys to be prepared, but maybe your parents need to be.
So as a death educator, what do you do?
So I do a lot of speaking and I put together events. And part of the idea is to remember our loved ones and celebrate their lives. In Mexico and in Central America, which is where the Day of the Dead celebration comes from, they visit the cemeteries, they take food and drink and picnic there in the cemetery and flowers. Marigolds are the flower that welcomes the spirits of our ancestors to come from the great beyond to come for a visit. It's very interesting because Day of the Dead actually goes back to the Celtic tradition of Samhain, which is when the veil between the worlds is the thinnest, and they would welcome their loved ones who have died to come back for a visit.
Do you mean the veil between life and death is the thinnest? Is that what you mean by veil between the worlds?
Yes, the veil between life and death.
Is that why Halloween is at this time of year too?
It is, because there's a connection to the Catholic Church moving All Saints Day and All Souls Day to November 1st and 2nd. All Hallows Eve was the eve of this All Saints Day, which is the first day is to recognize the death of children, and All Souls Day is for the death of adults. So Hallows Eve became Halloween. And that is, again, that idea of ghosts and spirits comes to us from actually the Celtic world, and then it's turned into what we now know as Halloween.
On the Day of the Dead, people set up ofrendas in their houses and at cemeteries.
What is an ofrenda?
So that is a opportunity to collect your memories about people in one place. And with their photos, usually it involves representations of the four elements of earth, air, fire, and water. Earth would be represented by salt, or the flowers, the marigolds that represent the bridge between the land of the dead and the land of the living. Air is papel picado. You may see at this time of year, especially in the Southwest, these colorful tissue paper flags with cutouts, and they blow in the slightest breeze, so that represents air. There's a glass of water usually for giving the spirits a drink when they're done with their long journey coming here. Fire. Yes, people do use candles. We might want to be safe and use electric candles. And you set that up with their favorite foods, and you can include pets on your ofrenda. And so you set that up, but it's a wonderful way to remember people and to honor their lives and keep connected to them. I think that's part of the grieving process. We never separate from those people that we love. They may separate from their bodies, but they are still connected in our hearts.
Gail Rubin, she is the author of A Good Goodbye. She's also a death educator. You can learn more about Gail Rubin and all her work
at agoodgoodbye.com.
Gail Rubin, thank you so much for being with us on the Children's Hour.
Thank you.
the ones we won't forget. Día de los Muertos, the day of the dead. Yesterday, familia, and all of our friends dancing in the afterlife where love will always live. On the eve of Halloween, we ring the bells for our memories. Celebrate the ones we lost. Dance and party all night long, all night long. Cook food for the soul, play music for El Corazon. Tell stories of my local abuelo. Día de los Muertos, the day of the dead. A party to remember, the ones we won't forget. Día de los Muertos, the day of the dead. Fiesta de familia. Life where love will always live. The day of the dead, a party to remember, all the ones we won't forget. Día de los Muertos, the day of the dead. Fiesta de familia and all of our friends. Día de los Muertos, the day of the dead. A party to remember, the ones we won't forget. Día de los Muertos, the day of the dead. Fiesta de familia. In the afterlife, where love will always live.
Darkness is falling. My friends are all here by my side. Our those the sweet voices of angels as I rise on that heavenly tide. All hearts overflowing with sadness, and those words left so often unsaid. When I heard a voice whispering softly, can I have all your stuff when you're dead? Could I have your TV and your pickup? And always admired your shoes. Could I have that old dining room table? And there's a couple of chairs I could use. Well, I know that you're headed to glory, like a star up to heaven you'll shoot. When they write the last page in your story, can I try on that seersucker suit? Was the voice of my dear brother Roger. He was kneeling down close by my side. His breath smelled like fire and brimstone, and I hoped that I hadn't yet died. I prayed my last prayer for salvation.
I was feeling the touch of God's hand, but I could still hear the voice of my brother as they struck up that old angel band. Good to have your ski boots and your surfboard, maybe that four-poster bed. Would you mind if I took a few records? Just the Beatles, the Stones, and the Dead. Well, I know that you can't take it with you to your heavenly home upon high. When you pass through those gates and they hand you your wings, good to have all your stuff when you die. But the angels consulted St. Peter, flew me back to my hospital bed. My life was a new day dawning, and the angels took Roger instead.
That was Marley's Ghost with Last Words right here on the Children's Hour. The Happy Racers before that with Dia de los Muertos in the background. This is Robert Mirabal. You've been listening to the Children's Hour. This episode is called Kids and Death. You can find links and lots more info at childrenshour.org. And we're going to go out with one more. This is Chumbawamba. I'm Katie Stone, and we'll catch you next time for another edition of the Children's Hour.
The days when I'm dead and I'm gone, wind up the clocks, ring around, carry on. Don't gather flowers, dry your eyes, call your friends, for all I sang was a start, not an end. Catch your breath, feel the life in your bones. Enjoy what's to come, not the things that we've done. Save all your prayers, take the pain and the hurts, and add your chorus to my verse. By and by. Land above the sky. Don't you cry. Don't you cry. By and by.
I dreamed I I sought your hair last night, alive as you and me. Says I, but sure you're 10 years dead, I never died, said he. I dreamed I sought your hair last night, alive as you and me. Says I, but sure you're 10 years dead, I never died, said he. I dreamed I sought your hair last night, alive as you and me. Says I, but sure you're 10 years dead, I never died, said he. I dreamed I sought your hair last night, alive as you and me.
The Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated, a New Mexico nonprofit.
You can find photos, links, learn-along guides, and more about us at childrenshour.org.
Many thanks to our community friends and partners from the Children's Grief Center, Gail, Ruben, the Doyen of Death, Sage and Sky, and Vanessa Vassar for all being with us on the show today.
Find our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, or go to our patreon.com/thechildrenshour.
Or ask your smart speaker to play the Children's Hour podcast.
We post our photos and more on Instagram and Facebook. Find us at TCH Radio.
Our theme music was written by C.K. Barlow.
The Children's Hour is distributed by Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio.